Welcome to Family Talk with your host, psychologist, and best-selling author, Dr. James Dobson. I'm Ryan Dobson here, along with Lou Ann Crane.
And Ryan, all this week, we've been giving your dad some rest time as he recuperates from his recent horseback riding accident.
Yes, many of our listeners have heard he broke 9 bones in that fall, but he is in great spirits. But of course, it will take some time for those bones to heal, and the best thing for him right now is some good rest.
Which is hard for him.
It's true. So to help him do that, we've been treating our listeners this week to some of the classic broadcasts from recent years.
And the conversations we've heard so far have been based on content from Dr. Dobson's best-selling book, Bringing Up Girls. Today, we're going to stay in that theme, focusing specifically on one issue that many girls will face at one point or another in their growing up years, and that is the whole area of bullying.
Well, Lou Ann, with stories about the sometimes tragic impact of bullying on kids peppering the news recently, this program is a must listen for all parents, especially during this back-to-school time. So let's join in on the conversation now here on this Family Talk broadcast.
Well, I'm so pleased to have a very good friend with us in the studio today. She's a 16-year-old girl whom we're going to call Lexi. That's not a real name, but I think it will be obvious shortly why we have chosen to give her a pseudonym. Her mother is also with us, and we're going to call her Kate for the same reason. And she worked for us for many years, and during that time, she often brought her daughter in to see us, and I had a chance to get acquainted with her when she was very young. I was so impressed by this little girl that we became very good friends, and it's just been a pleasure to watch her grow up. She's a 4.0 student now in high school, and she's a good athlete and is just strongly dedicated to Jesus Christ. But as Lexi got into middle school and high school, she began to be somewhat withdrawn and sometimes moody and distant. Those have been some characteristics that we did not see in the earlier years. Now, we're going to talk with her mother, Kate. We're going to look to you to add your observations and information as we go along. But Lexi, I want to start with you. What have you gone through that you didn't really anticipate happening, but it did? And what has it been like?
Well, thank you, Dr. Dobson. As you said, I was always kind of social as a kid, and I would always get along with everyone. I had plenty of friends, and I loved going to school and meeting new people. But middle school and high school just took me by surprise when I realized that girls really have this sense of evil that we hold.
You're 16 now, and you told me a few minutes ago that even this last year was very difficult.
Yeah, I thought it would get easier as I got closer friends and spent more time with them and got to learn more about them, but it almost just gets harder as you get closer friendships. And through the years, I mean, you hear that middle school is a hard time, that transition from elementary. But high school really is hard, too, especially with girls that can be moody.
And vicious. This takes us back, really, to your early childhood. You heard the way I described you as a happy child. All of us saw you that way. And at that time, you would not have anticipated problems with friends. And in fact, you had a best friend that goes all the way back to what, first grade?
First grade.
Yeah. What was that relationship like?
It was the best relationship I've ever had with a girl because just from the beginning of first grade, we clicked and then we were best friends all the way through elementary and middle school until she left to go to a different school at the beginning of high school.
And you felt lost.
Very lost, because she had been, everyone knew we were best friends. It was me and her, her and me. We were always together, and I always had something to do with her on the weekend, and we'd always celebrate birthdays together, and We even took her with us on a family vacation.
Yeah. And you depend on that relationship. And then at one point or another, they're either gone or they betray you. That is very, very painful, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. It's very painful.
Have you seen your friends go through that as well?
Yes. I've been through it several times, even when someone just casually calls you a BFF and you want to think, is it really going to last forever? Because it doesn't really feel like it's going to, but this was one of the friendships I really thought would last forever. Just like girls do, we planned about being each other's maid of honor and going to the same college.
Yeah.
And I have a feeling it's not. I mean, it's not
well,
going to be that way.
Well, it often isn't. Now, one of the reasons that we're talking about this is that I wrote a chapter of my book, Bringing Up Girls, on this subject and called it Bullies, Buddies, and Best Friends. And if you don't mind, I want to read you something from this book. In fact, I'm going to read what somebody else wrote about the subject we're talking about.
Okay.
And this is what I wrote. Friendships change constantly during adolescence. Rosalind Wiseman describes this social pattern in her powerful book, Queen Bees and Wannabes. And she wrote, especially in sixth and seventh grade, girls change cliques frequently. When this happens, it's common for girls who used to be friends to turn on each other, and the bad teasing can be brutal. Best friends are two girls who are truly inseparable. They have their own language and codes. They wear each other's clothes. They may have crushes at the same time on the same person. It's almost certain that they'll break up around seventh grade, if not before, when at least one will want to expand her social horizons. You know, I can get in this clique if I'm not with you. So there's a motive behind this, and it is cruel at times. And then they'll make up, and then they'll break up, and then make up. And sometimes your daughter will be the dumper, and sometimes the dumpee. And now I'm going to my writings. Though breakups and realignments are common, they are terribly painful for the girl who has been thrown overboard. To her, the parting can seem like the end of the world. Two girls may have grown up together and spent countless hours sharing their most intimate feelings and fears. Trust was once the hallmark of their relationship. Then suddenly the rejected girl is treated like the scum of the earth. Her former best buddy won't return text messages or phone calls. They pass in the hall at school without even a hi from a former friend. Barbed humor is used to embarrass and humiliate the rejected girl in front of the others. No one wants to sit with her at lunch or at a ball game. For fear of alienating a more powerful girl. The rejected girl may have no idea why it happened, and indeed, there might have been no precipitating event, at least not a visible one. Without warning or explanation, she appears to be hated by the girl who matters to her most. Now, that is common. I mean, it's not an unusual situation. Now, this girl that you're talking about moved, so you didn't go through that with her. Have you ever experienced it with anybody else?
You basically just described a friend I had perfectly, just this year and the last year. We weren't friends for that long, but we did have a good relationship because we spent the summer together and got to know each other very well.
Yeah.
And when we went back to school that year, it was like that relationship wasn't even there.
Lexi, did you ever find yourself in a situation where you felt pretty much alone, that you weren't supported by a clique? You know, the reason for cliques is self-defense.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it hurts to be out there all by yourself. Did you find yourself in that situation?
I found myself like that very much because I still have a group of friends, but within that group, there are girls that have their best friends. And even with that group there, I felt alone on days where they'd be at each other's locker, but no one would come to mine.
Describe what that time felt like for you.
It was hard because you're just kind of stuck in the middle of it. During that time, my parents would say, well, what could you be doing that could be pushing people away. And I remember saying, but why do I always have to be the higher one? Why do I have to be the mature one? I had days where I literally would not try to make eye contact with people. I would just go to my locker, get my books, and go to class and try not to speak a word, because I learned that if you said something, you'd either be ridiculed or not listened to.
Did you cry often during that time?
You could ask my mom. I cried pretty often.
Yes, yeah. She did. She would often wake up in the mornings begging to not go to school because she didn't want to face the drama and the pain that the other girls were causing. And so we listened to that, of course, and were concerned about, obviously, as a mother or even a father, you don't want to make your child do something they don't want to do, and especially if they're walking into the lion's den. So it was a challenge for us as parents to know the right thing to do.
I quoted a study in my book from the National Education Association that says more than 160,000 children stay home from school every day because of fear of intimidation. Isn't that amazing?
That's terrifying. Dr. Dobson, that to me is heartbreaking. In fact, I'm emotional right now when I think back to how difficult of a time it was for Lexi for a good 6-month period. And I think at the time when she was experiencing what we could very easily call bullying, when it's coming from your best friends, it was very confusing and difficult to accept as real bullying.
I had one mother tell me that her daughter, who at that time was in middle school, would wake up early, an hour early every morning, and lie there thinking about how to get through that day without being made to feel like a fool.
Mm-hmm.
What a terrible thing we do to kids at a time when they're so vulnerable. I think in many ways girls suffer more from this kind of bullying than boys. In fact, boys and girls bully in different ways.
Mm-hmm.
Boys bully boys by physical attacks, by hitting, by pulling their pants down, by knocking them down, by being mean or threatening them physically. Girls bully socially and emotionally. Girls try to embarrass each other. Girls ostracize each other.
Right.
Girls tell lies about each other. Girls reveal those secrets about each other. And I don't know. I think that's worse.
Yes. Well, there are many times Lexi would wake up in the morning and say, I wonder who my friend will be today. Somebody that she was sitting with at lunch the day prior, she couldn't count on to be there that day. Maybe they've found somebody else that they like better.
Lexi, looking back on it, how tough was this? I mean, we've said that nearly everybody goes through it one way or another, but you felt for a time like you were the only one, didn't you?
I felt for the longest time that I was the only one. And my parents would even say, I'm sure there's other people that are going through this exact thing. And I'd say, no, it's not possible. Everyone has their friends at school. I'm just the one that's left alone because my best friend left me.
Yeah.
And so I can't, it's hard to break into a group when everyone already has their friends.
Hmm.
And so I did feel alone for the longest time, and it was tough to get through it until I learned that there really are other people that are going through that.
Almost everybody.
Almost
that's
everybody.
That's the amazing thing. Now, I read from the book Queen Bees and Wannabes. Have you ever heard of the Alpha Girl?
I know an alpha girl.
Do you? Describe her.
She runs everything, and she thinks she is in control of everyone's lives, and it all revolves around her.
Do the other girls do what she wants them to do? Because you're not an alpha unless you do control things.
It's true, and you're also not an alpha unless you find those followers that are willing to follow you. And this particular girl has a friend that follows her everywhere. I mean, this alpha girl, Queen Bee, whatever you want to call it, orders this girl around and makes fun of her constantly. And this girl is one of my friends that is a follower. And I've told her, stop letting her boss you around. Stop letting her make fun of you. Because I've seen constantly how she'll ridicule her, but this girl has just learned to take it because she likes the friendship.
Here's the catch. When you don't conform to the alpha, then that girl has such influence that she can keep all the other girls from being nice to you. And you find yourself alone.
Mm-hmm.
Did that happen?
It did happen. Mm-hmm. Because once I walked away and she got the message that I didn't want to be her friend anymore, she basically wouldn't let her friends be friends with me. Yeah. You know, she didn't want to be acquainted with me any longer.
So you not only lose one friend.
You lose the whole group.
You lose them all. Mm-hmm. And you got to start over.
That's true.
Oh, my goodness. I tell you, Kate, there has to be a way to keep this from happening. I know that it is what happens in adolescence, and some of it is just going to occur. But as a parent, it cuts your heart out, doesn't it?
Absolutely. And you mentioned in your book about, do parents not know what their daughters are doing to other girls? And that's what we would talk about. Of course, the mother bear in me would rear up and say, I have to protect my daughter. I need to call these mothers. They have to know what their girls are doing to my daughter. And of course, I would also think, too, in light of that, what is my daughter doing? I would start questioning. Lexi can't be perfect in this situation. There's always two sides to every story. And of course, I'm only hearing Lexi's side and not what everyone else thinks she's doing, possibly. And yet, I trusted her. We've always had a very close relationship. She's always been honest with us. And she was telling us things at the time that she was possibly doing that could maybe shun somebody or put somebody off. So I chose not to make that phone call to the other moms. But in the end, it just left me feeling helpless.
Yeah. So what did you do, Kate?
We listened to Lexi. We let her share as much as she wanted to and try very hard to not get frustrated while we listened, because it's challenging to listen to your daughter hurting and not be able to come up with a solution. There was no easy answer to it, but we'd talk through things. We'd pray with her. We'd pray over her. We'd pray for her when she didn't even know it. We would, of course, tell her God's word and God's truth, because anytime we go through a challenge, we, of course,
turn to Him.
Yes. Yeah. And I think at that age, or even for a lot of us, we sometimes can maybe even withdraw from Him and get angry at God. Mm. Why is He allowing this to happen?
Lexi, what did your mom do right?
What
did she do that really did help?
As she mentioned, they listened very well. Because now looking back, I remember coming home and just complaining, crying, complaining some more, questioning God. They just did a very good job at listening to me and not saying, well, stop, don't cry, stop being emotional. You need to take this like a woman. You know, they let me show my emotions.
Did they ever imply that maybe it was your fault?
They did ask me several times. There's got to be something you're doing, is there? Just think. Did you say something? Did you do something? And I would say, all I'm doing is going to school and going to my classes, and I still get ridiculed. What more do I have to do? I mean, I'm not doing anything, yet it's still happening.
You don't have to do one thing wrong for this to take place.
Mm-hmm.
This is a social and emotional and adolescent phenomenon that is not necessarily caused.
Yeah.
If it gets bad enough, you can go into adulthood carrying these wounds from adolescence, when the group really gets on you. Not that you are without a friend or a number of friends, but that they are making fun of you all day, every day, and they tear the soul out of a youngster. When that occurs, Kate, did you consider taking Lexi out of the school she was in?
Absolutely. In fact, I remember talking about it with her dad as we would just go through kind of processing and what do we need to do to make a difference for her, to save that little girl inside that you were talking about, that joyful, happy, confident young lady that we knew. We had reached that point where we realized that this was serious enough. If your daughter's crying to you in the morning, I can't go to school, especially for a child who loves academics. She loves the academic part of school.
She's a 4.0 student.
Probably not natural to love school as much as she does. But she would say all the time, I love my teachers. I love learning. I love school. I just don't like the people. People at school. Yeah. So, of course, well, where can we send her to school where there aren't people?
Every day I tell my parents, don't forget, I'll move any second. Just tell me the word and I'll go pack because I just wanted to get out of there.
And why, Kate, did you not do it?
Well, it was during that time that we started exploring the other options, being homeschooling or through a different school, and even the possibility of moving outside of the state to attend a different school. That I believe that God intervened during that time. I don't know his reasons why the timing of that happened, but he really broke through to Lexi, and she started seeing things differently where she might be able to make a difference for herself instead of wanting everybody else to change. She said, well, then I can just change and not take it the same way.
You know, the sad thing is we're talking to a lot of people whose youngsters are not as adaptive as Lexi. I mean, they are girls who have great low self-esteem. Maybe they don't like the way they look. Lexi's a beautiful girl. Some of them are not. And and they just get torn up. And dealing with it can lead to drugs and alcohol and sexual misbehavior and all kinds of things. Lexi, do you realize that God is going to use this in your life?
I think he already has used it in my life.
As tough as it's been, you know, he has a way of using everything. In his economy, nothing goes to waste. And I know that doesn't make it any easier when you're going through it. But you're going to see it later on. And you know what? I went through it too. I did. When I was in junior high, I was the happy kid. When I got into junior high school, I was running around with kids who were older than I am. They were a year older, and they went into puberty before I did. And all of a sudden, they dropped me because I wasn't where they were. And it was very, very difficult for 2 years. And then I came out of it. But those 2 years have contributed more to what I like about myself now, perhaps than any other 2 years. What we're doing today, my empathy for you and the, what you're going through and what I wrote about in Bullies, Buddies, and Best Friends comes out of my understanding having gone through that and given me an empathy for others. So God used that in my life too, and I think he's going to do it in yours.
Thank you.
And you're a very mature young lady. You're going to get past this. Do you realize, I've asked you a lot of questions, but do you realize that 2 years from now, when you graduate from high school, that social group that means so much to you now and the affirmation and the group experience that seems all-encompassing now is going to splatter all over the place. You will never even see many of those kids again.
That's one of the things I've learned is that I was so dependent on my friends, and now I'm just dependent on God and on my personality, that I can just go and make friends and I don't have to stand aside and let them come to me, but that I can be the one to reach out.
Ah, well, Lexi, it's a pleasure to talk to you and Kate to you about your experience. And I'm going to follow your progress in the years to come with great interest. You stay in touch with us. And I don't know, Kate, looks like you did a pretty good job.
I'd like to think a little. We had a little bit to do with that.
Yeah. And I'll tell you something else that I will end with. We don't have time for me to elaborate on this. But when all of this is going on, there's nothing more important than a good father who is there to affirm and love and care for his daughter. And yours is sitting right behind you over here. I'm not going to pull him in because he said he didn't want that to happen. But
he has been
a great dad to you, hasn't
he? He's a keeper.
Okay. Blessings to you all.
Thank you for having us here, Doctor.
Thank you.
And we hope this Family Talk program has been helpful to you as you raise your own daughter and really try to protect her from bullying, which is just all too common today. Ryan, this was one of the most popular programs from 2010, and we're very pleased to be able to come back to it again today.
We are. And if parents would like more advice for raising girls, ask for a copy of my dad's book, Bringing Up Girls, which we've talked about today. You can request that online at familytalk.org or by calling us. Our number is 877-732-6825.
And while you're on the phone with us or at familytalk.org, would you send Dr. James Dobson your prayers and well wishes as he is recovering from the injuries he sustained in that horseback riding accident?
Luann, we have heard from so many of our listeners, and passing those prayers and comments on to him really does help. It lifts his spirits. He is recovering, still needs a lot of rest, but he will be encouraged by that love and support all of our listeners have been expressing. Again, connect with us at familytalk.org or by calling 877-732-6825.
Thanks again for those prayers and for being with us today. And I hope you can join us next time when we'll turn to the topic of singles with special guests Dr. Henry Cloud and Dr. John Townsend. We'll see you then right here on Family Talk with Dr. James Dobson.